Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Nia. What's up? What's up? Thanks for joining me. I am the CEO and founder of the Women's Wealth Institute, where I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs. And when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. So let's dive right into this episode. Cash tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When you want to know what's really happening in your business, look at your cash. Not your revenue, not your projected income, not your signed contracts. Cash. Revenue tells you how much you've sold. Cash tells you what you can sustain, and there is a difference. You can have a strong revenue month and it still feels tight. You can show profit on paper and still struggle to pay the bills. That's not failure, that's timing. And timing matters more than most business owners realize. And here's the issue. Revenue is celebrated. Cash is always, more often than not, ignored. Revenue looks really impressive. Cash looks ordinary. But cash is what keeps the lights on. Cash is what pays payroll. Cash is what covers taxes. Cash is what protects you during a slow month. And if you cannot answer how much cash you have available today, you are operating on partial information. And partial information creates unnecessary risk. So let's really simplify this. Revenue answers, how much did we sell? And if you don't know what that means, you want to book an advisory session with me so that we can have a whole conversation about what all of this means. Let's keep going. Cash answers, what can we afford right now? Those are not the same question. If most of your revenue is tied up in receivables, subscriptions that haven't processed, or future payments, it's not usable yet, and you cannot spend potential. You can only spend what has cleared. Another mistake I often see is business owners focus on profit, and profit is very important. But profit is an accounting calculation. Cash is a position. Profit can also be positive while cash is low. And when cash is low, stress increases, even if the income statement looks strong. And that disconnect confuses people, and it shouldn't. Cash timing drives stability. So here's what financial clarity looks like. You know what your average monthly cash inflow is. You know your fixed monthly outflow. You know your slow season pattern. You know your minimum cash reserve target. If revenue drops next month, you already know how long you can operate. That, my friends, is stability. Not optimism, not hope, pure, cold, hard data. If your business supports your life, you must manage cash intentionally, not reactively. And that means allocating for taxes as revenue comes in, separating operating funds from owner pay, maintaining a reserve before expanding expenses. Delaying upgrades until cash supports it is not just revenue. And this is not conservative. It is discipline. So let me say this clearly. Revenue growth without cash management increases risk. You can grow yourself into pressure. You can scale yourself into instability. If cash flow is inconsistent, growth magnifies that inconsistency. Cash exposes what revenue can hide. And that's not a bad thing. It is clarity. If you want to know the truth about your business and you're ready to face that truth, open up your bank balance. Review your last 90 days of inflows and outflows. Look at the timing. Look at the gaps. Look at the patterns. That tells you more than any projection ever will. So in the end, cash tells the truth. And if your business is your paycheck, you need the truth. That's it something simple, something short, something to take away, something to give you the, you know, kind of chew on while you're going about your busy day. And that's it. So enjoy the rest of your day. My name is Nia, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Business of Money podcast. Ciao.